Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of
the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, 17 till. Still love his music. That's from the Innocent Age album. I like telling you that because I encourage you to go out and get it. It will make you happy. If you buy the Innocent Age album, it's a double album. It's huge. And there's like, I don't know, like 32 songs on this album. And there's not a bad one. There's not one bad one. And that song is the first one. You never heard it anywhere except on that album and on my show. They didn't play it on the radio. Nexus. That's the Nexus. I love that song. Check it out. 17 till. We're right back with our good friend Ken Grombach. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there, using it to your advantage. And Ken, you're our top demographer in the Brain Trust. We just got through talking about Japan. What are you seeing out there as you look across the economy, as you look across the marketplace? Talk to us about some of the new things you're seeing that will help us tomorrow.
Well, demography is an interesting science. I go on when I speak. Normally there is either an economist before me or an economist after me. And economists and demographers are kind of like oil and water. But there was a wonderful economist.
How Reagan defined an economist?
No.
He said an economist looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would actually work in theory.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, he also
said if you put all the economists in the world end to end around the world, they still wouldn't reach a conclusion.
that's
classic Reagan.
Well, that's classic Reagan, and it's very, very true. But this economist paid me a compliment because he said that.
Oh, this was a smart
demography. Thing. Demography actually precipitates everything. So if you don't have people precipitate the economics of a country, it's very, very important. So going forward, everything is going to be dictated by demography. What's happening in the United States is very interesting because the United States is above replacement level fertility, and that's very, very important. And we can attribute that to the Latinos. Latinos are the last in, they're the last immigrants, they're at the bottom of the food chain,
mm-hmm.
being picked on by everybody and criticized by everybody, and granted there's a lot of probably good reason for some of it, but long term, the United States is in a great place. The nations that are in bad places are China, one-child-only policy.
Even though they've got 1.3 billion people, you still say demographically they're in trouble.
They're a total time bomb. They're a disaster.
They got, what did you say, 20 million grumpy young men over there?
Well, it depends on where you get your numbers, but a good estimate, between 20 and 30 million young men who have no hope of finding a mate because of their one-child-only policy that favors male.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nowhere for these young Chinese men to go find mates.
Right.
They can't find them in Southeast Asia. They can't find them in Korea. They may find a few up in Russia, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But you don't. I warn people that are making huge capital investments in China: don't do it. Go there and rent. Go there and lease. Do not invest in China. And I'm getting feedback back now in some of my conferences from people who have been in previous conferences. I had one guy stand up in the middle of my conference and say, "You got to listen to this guy. it was very gratifying." Other countries that are, the EU is in deep trouble. One, because of its proximity to the Middle East, which is not a healthy place.
Right.
Whenever you have half of your population under 25 years old, according to the CIA, you have a problem with the haves and the have-nots, especially in dictatorships, because it's the golden rule.
Right. That's what's going on, for example, in Saudi Arabia. That's the reason why I've been saying Saudi Arabia was a house of cards that was waiting to be knocked down.
You have a situation, a clear situation, where you have people that are rich as kings, billionaires, and their subjects don't have hot water.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I would stay away from the EU. What you will start to see is money being invested in the Americas from Asia, from the EU, from Eastern Europe, the
And you think this is largely because of demographic reasons?
It's only because of demographic reasons. Because right now, a new stat that's come out of Russia is aborting 50% of their pregnancies.
Wow.
What's that?
Why?
What in the world is... Why? I don't know. Ask them. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate selfishness. And long-term, I mean, it's total folly. It's exactly the same problem in, you know, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, Germany, Poland. They're all having exactly the same problem. And one is the family is disintegrating. There are fewer marriages. And the net result is fewer live births. And when you have live births below replacement level, like one child per couple, in 50 years, you don't exist.
What are the global experts saying about this? I mean, are there people out there who are encouraging this, aren't they, from a UN standpoint?
There are people that I guess...
The people who hate humanity. There are people who out there who think there really are people who hate humans, folks. There are people out there like that.
There are people that would like to take the humans off the planet.
He's not joking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. But the principle of interest here, or why are people thinking that? People, if there was a popular thought, this zero population growth, which came out of the 70s, that essentially said that people are the problem.
Yeah.
And if we just reduce the people, we'd have fewer problems. But what you can't do, see the actual number of people is really not an issue because
You got to have the right mix, the right cross section. Hold on to that thought, Ken. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Ken Grombach. His book is called The Age Curve, and he and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.